Welcome to our Ascension Day service, Thursday the 21st of May 2020. The service is based upon the Anglican prayer during the day format. As we gather our thoughts. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Gladden the soul of your servant. For to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. And we sing our first hymn, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise.
Hail the day that sees him rise.
Blessed are you, the God of our ancestors, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed is your holy and glorious name, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you in your holy and glorious temple, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you enthroned on the cherubim, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you in the heights of heaven, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Our first reading comes from Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples, shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued people under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is King over all the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our second reading is a short verse from Hebrews 9. Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one. but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, starting at verse 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer, and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and, lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My thought for the day is taken from Peter Atkins' book, Ascension Now. The resurrection doctrine states that though the boundaries of our mortal life are those of our conception in the womb and our death, yet there is life beyond that death. In such a life, the uniqueness of the individual is preserved, and a continuity with the earthly existence of the person is maintained, even though no mortal breath remains. To say that we are restored to life again is not to indicate that death is reversed as much as it is to declare that we pass through mortal death to a new existence, which is an even fuller measure of having life. This new existence can only be lived under the conditions of heaven. To speak in the language of doctrine, we too must ascend to the place where God exists. Our resurrection is a major step on our journey to heaven, but it is not the last step. Without resurrection, there can be no ascension. Without the ascension, we have not reached the goal for which we were made. Our future destiny is to be in heaven, in the sense that there we will enjoy the presence of God, and will be free from the limitations of mortality. There, time and space do not bind us. Death is past and cannot threaten us again. As with the ascension of Christ, the method of our ascension is not important, but the status of being with God certainly is. It is possible to conceive that we will have a body that is suitable to express our personality in this heavenly existence. However, we cannot penetrate that mystery beyond the point of seeing that it is conceivable, for we are still bound by the limitations of our human thinking. The doctrine of the resurrection concentrates on the victory over death and sin, It rightly affirms that our mortal death is not the completion of the purpose that God has for us. Christ's resurrection assures us that we too will rise to a new existence, which is natural for those who respond in faith to Christ's offer of life. The victory over death had to be won for us and is presented to us as a gift out of the generosity of God. Easter celebrates this victory, and our baptism celebrates our acceptance of this gift and our commitment to live accordingly. The resurrection doctrine affirms that the sins of humanity cannot overcome the power of the love of God. Amen. And let us therefore reflect upon the nature of Christ's ascension and of our own in time. So it's a little sense of what is going on in that music. And so we pray. Jesus Christ, great High Priest, living forever to intercede for us, pray for the Church, your broken body in the world. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, King of righteousness, enthroned at the right hand of the Majesty on high, pray for the world and make it subject to your gentle rule. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, Son of Man, drawing humanity into the life of God, pray for your brothers and sisters in need, distress or sorrow. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, pioneer of our salvation, bringing us to glory through your death and resurrection, surround with your saints and angels those who have died trusting your promises. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, Lord over all things, ascended far above the heavens and filling the universe, pray for us who receive the gifts you give us for work in your service. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to collected worship at your feet, for you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the Collect for Ascension Tide. O King enthroned on high, Comforter and Spirit of Truth, you that are in all places and fill all things, the treasury of blessings and the giver of life, come and dwell with us, cleanse us from every stain, and save our souls, O Gracious One. Amen. As we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we come to our final hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts and minds. Alleluia. Amen.